The Greymoor Friars Monastery is located on Atonement Mountain near Garrison, New York. Adjacent to this famous monastery, one sees St. Christopher's Inn. Homeless men from all walks of life come to this famous inn. These men are fed and sheltered by the Greymoor Friars. And no distinction is ever made of race, creed, or color. You are invited to listen to another chapter of the dramatized story, The Life of Christ, brought to you transcribed each week by the Greymoor Friars, who offer this series with the prayerful hope that this vivid portrayal of the life of Christ will help to awaken in you a deeper personal love of God and a firm determination to strive to prove that love in your daily life. Now, Chapter 20, The Feeding of the 4,000.
O God of Israel, because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brethren, and an alien to the sons of my mother. For the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me.
Because of the opposition in Capernaum, and because Jesus wished to be alone with his disciples that he might further instruct them, he journeyed to the country north of Galilee, to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And in this region lived mostly Gentile and pagans, and a few Jews. And on the seacoast, not far from Tyre, lived a Canaanite woman with her daughter, who was possessed with an evil spirit.
Isn't there something we can do?
No. She's always like that when there's wind and waves. I have to lock her in for fear she'll throw us open to the waters. She's exhausted herself. She'll sleep.
Poor child. But it's you who is to be pitied. Just now I watched you as your child was crashing about. I saw how you suffered.
Please.
I speak as an old friend. It's not good for you to live in this lonely spot.
But what else can I do? I tried living among people, but the children made fun of my child's misfortune. I had to leave. No, my friend, you're kind, but I will live here for my child's sake until...
Until when?
Until she's taken away.
There is a possibility of a cure.
A cure? What are you talking about? These cases are hopeless.
I hesitated to speak. Now, please, don't build up your hopes. That's what I wanted to avoid. There may be nothing to this, but...
Dear old friend, what are you trying to tell me?
Have you heard of a man called Jesus?
A little. I've heard the Jews hereabouts speak of him.
It is said he can perform miraculous cures. I've talked to some who've actually witnessed them. And listen to this. There's a man from Gerasa who is formerly possessed by an evil spirit who swears that he was cured by Jesus.
Do you believe that he or anyone can cure my child?
I don't know. All I know is that the stories persist. They increase rather than decrease, and if there was no truth behind them, this would not be so. But why not take the child to Jesus?
How can I when he's in Galilee? Why would
Jesus is in Tyre.
In Tyre? This man who can cure is in Tyre?
Yes, I know where he stayed. Oh. Come, I'll help you take the child.
No, no, I'd best go see him first. I'll tell him about her and ask if he will attempt to cure her. I can bear being refused, but I wouldn't want her to be present.
Yes. Yes, do it that way. I've heard the story repeated many times that Jesus cured from a distance without ever seeing the patient.
Oh, if he only could. If Jesus would have... Oh.
What is it?
What am I talking about? He'll do nothing for me.
Now, why do you say that?
I'm a Gentile. Worse in the eyes of the Jews. A contemptible Canaanite. And Jesus is a Jew.
Suppose I were to say you do nothing for your child who is ill.
That would be a lie. You know, I'd do anything for her. I'd steal and die for her. There isn't anything I wouldn't do.
Except ask a favor of a Jew?
I will ask. More, I'll beg on my knees. If Jesus can cure my child, I'll beg and keep on begging until he consents. David, my daughter is sorely beset by a devil.
Go back to your home, woman.
Oh, Lord, have pity. Have pity.
He turned and walked away. He means he can do nothing for you.
But I saw compassion in his eyes. No, I won't give up. I'll ask again.
Please, do as I advise. Return to your home. This is not the time to press the master. Send her away, Master, for she is crying after
us. Lord, Lord, will you not help me?
I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
I know I'm only a Gentile, but my child
here,
is so...
No, you've had your answer. Please go.
No, I fall at the feet of your master, for I know he is kind. Lord, son of David, help me.
Let the children first have their fill. For it is not fair to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs.
Yes, Lord. For even the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs.
O woman, great is thy faith. Because of this answer, go thy way. The devil has gone out of thy daughter.
You are back. Did you see Jesus?
My child is well again.
Oh, thanks be to God. Come, you must not hurry away. Let me give you some wine.
No, I must hurry home.
What? You haven't been home yet?
No, but coming through the village, I wanted to tell you the great news, first of all.
But if you haven't been home...
My daughter is well. He told me. The devil has gone out of thy daughter.
And departing from the district of Tyre, Jesus came by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, to the midst of the district of Decapolis. And he went up the mountain and sat there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the dumb, the blind, the lame, the maimed, and many others. And they sat them down at his feet, and he cured them, so that the crowd marveled, and they glorified the God of Israel. And he arose to leave the spot.
Master, Master. In the confusion, this man was overlooked. He is both deaf and dumb. The people ask you to cure him.
I will take him apart from the others. Simon, did you notice just now that the master took the man aside when you asked him to cure him?
Yes, Judas, he did. It seemed a shadow of weariness passed across his face.
Strange he does not say, be thou cured, and thus end the matter. Look,
What is he doing over there?
He puts his finger first to one ear, then the other.
Oh. Now he makes spittle and touches his finger to the man's tongue. Simon, nothing happens. The boy still has the blank look on his face. There's no cure.
Wait. He looks to heaven. He's praying. He's speaking to the man.
Ephata, these are open.
Look now. See how the boy's face lights up. See how his lips move. And his head turns to listen to the sounds.
Yes, I see. But Peter, never before has he had so much trouble in effecting a cure.
The boy is cured. Go, all of you, among the people, and charge them to tell no one of these cures.
Yes, Master.
And the disciples charged the crowd not to speak of the wonders. But the more they were charged, so much the more did they continue to publish it. The crowds gathered the more and followed him about, and they would not leave him. On a certain day, Jesus called his disciples and spoke to them.
I have compassion on the crowd, for behold, they have now been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them to their homes fasting, they will faint on the way. Some of them have come from a great distance.
But in a desert, where are we to get enough loaves to satisfy so great a crowd?
How many loaves have you?
7. And a few little fishes.
Give them to me. And bid the people to recline on the ground.
Hear me. Hear me, all of you. Recline on the ground, and you will be fed.
The bread.
Here, Master.
The fishes.
James, Andrew, John, summon the others. Bring baskets so that we can distribute the food.
And taking the loaves and the fishes, Jesus blessed them and gave thanks. He then broke them and gave them to the disciples, and his disciples gave them to the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And the disciples went out to gather the fragments.
That's the last, Judas. 7 full baskets of crumbs and fragments of fish.
How many people did we feed, Simon?
Matthew says there are 4,000 apart from women and children.
The other time there were 5,000. But our own people, Simon.
What a strange thing to notice, Judas. I mean, it had not occurred to me.
Well, these people are mostly Gentiles. It makes no difference to the master whom he feeds.
But they've been with us 3 days and we're hungry. If he is moved by his compassion to feed them, should we count who are Gentiles, who are Jews, when all are hungry for the bread and the fish?
Simon, I merely made the remark. I do not question the master.
Come. Come. Jesus is signaling us.
Then Jesus dismissed the crowd, and with his disciples took a boat for Magadan. And the people, seeing him leave, lifted up their voices in his praise.
He has done all things well. He has made the deaf to hear, the dumb to speak.
Glory to the God of Israel.
Glory,
glory to the God of Israel.
Glory. Glory.
No sooner had Jesus and the 12 crossed Galilee and came to shore seeking a place to rest than they were approached by the representatives of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They came this time meekly, and their voices were like honey, and they made inquiry of Jesus.
Rabbi, we have come down from Jerusalem. We are sent by the leaders of the nation. We mean no offense, and we have your welfare at heart as well as that of our nation. Therefore we ask of you, if you are what you claim to be, show us a sign from heaven.
A sign will not be given.
Come, Rabbi, be reasonable. You ask people to accept you on faith and because of your works. Many of them have, but surely you can see our position. As rulers of the temple, entrusted with the preservation of the truth, the purity and authority of the religion and traditions of the people, you can readily understand that we must ask for definite proof of one who has caused so much excitement among the people.
When it is evening, you say, the weather will be fair, for the sky is red.
Yes, yes, that is true. But
and in the morning, you say, it will be stormy today, for the sky is red and lowering.
Rabbi, we don't refer to the signs by which ignorant fishermen and farmers guide their activities. We ask of you a sign.
You know, then, how to read the face of the sky, but cannot read the sign of the times. An evil and adulterous generation demands a sign. And no sign shall be given it, but the sign of Jonas.
Jesus called his disciples, and they got into their boat and departed from that place. Did you notice this time the Sadducees have joined with the Pharisees in asking for a sign?
Yes, Simon. It's but logical. They stood aloof and waited to see how things were going. Now, when they see that the tide's running against Jesus in Galilee, they jump into the fray.
Tide running against Jesus, Judas?
Of course. He's antagonized with his discourse on clean and unclean things. Saying nothing defiles a man that enters by mouth, hits at the merchant of food who for centuries has prepared meats and fowl in accordance with Jewish law. He says that if this saying of Jesus be followed to its logical conclusion, the people could eat any food they wished, even the flesh of swine.
You think the master went too far?
Nothing he has said scandalized so many people. This coming on his discourse of the bread of life marked a turning point. Remember, Simon, only we 12 were left in the synagogue. Then the opposition seemed to suddenly unite, and we had to leave Galilee for Syria.
Yes. Yes, I remember well. What is the time?
Time for the noon meal. Simon, we left in such a hurry, I did not buy provisions.
What have we?
A single loaf of bread. Not much for 13 men.
We'll give it to the master. We'll say nothing and he'll think we've eaten.
I'd best tell the others. Only one loaf.
Save it for the master.
We'll wait until we reach shore.
Take heed.
Master, we thought you...
Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And the leaven of Herod.
Master, we have but a loaf of bread. It's my fault. I did not think...
Why do you argue because you have no bread? You of little faith. Do you not yet perceive nor understand? Is your heart still blinded?
We are but human, Master. I did not foresee the need for provision. And...
Though you have eyes, do you not see? And though you have ears, do you not hear?
Master, Judas really was not at fault about the bread.
Do you not remember? When I broke the 5 loaves among 5,000, how many baskets full of fragments did you take up?
12.
When I broke 7 loaves among 4,000, how many large baskets did you take up?
7.
How is it you do not yet understand?
Master, forgive us. We have failed you. How could we not understand that if you fed the crowds, you would see that we did not go hungry for bread?
Why do you not understand that it was not of bread I said to you, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees?
But those were your words, Master. I leave it to the others if
it is not of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees I bid you beware.
they came to Bethsaida and put to shore not far from the place where Jesus had fed the 5,000. The news spread, and the men in the towns and villages said to themselves that they must make use of his presence. For they did not know how long he would be among them or when he might come again. And they sought out a blind man who had been overlooked, and they brought him to Jesus.
Master, they beseech you but to touch this man and cure him of blindness.
Blind man, come with me.
What is this, Simon? Again he takes a man aside.
It is as with the boy who was deaf and dumb.
Let's go with him. Simon, why does he change his method of cure?
Perhaps he doesn't want the crowd present. They become greatly excited and spread the word about.
I can understand that in the beginning he would avoid curing in public. But now everyone knows about him. Cures are commonplace now. But once they cause great furor, now they're taken for granted.
Judas, don't dwell on these things. I don't know the answer.
But you could ask. You're closest to him. Of course, you know we never took a formal vote, but you've become the acknowledged leader of the 12.
No. I'll not press him for an answer for anything he does.
Look, Jesus makes spittle and puts it with his finger to the man's eyes.
Do you see anything?
I see men as though they were trees, but walking about.
Now, do you see anything?
Yes. Yes, Rabbi. I see all things plainly now as they were before I was blind.
Within the village.
No, no, Rabbi.
Go into thy house, and if thou enter the village, tell nobody.
Did you notice, Simon?
The man is cured. You can see that.
But with more effort. Twice now it's happened. He still cures, but he must pray first, and he no longer cures by mere touch or word.
Why do you make this observation, Judas?
Could it be that his power is weakening, Simon?
Judas! Judas, beware of what you're saying.
But, Simon, you've seen it with your own eyes.
Beware of it, I say. Lest our faith in him be the weakness. Not his power.
And Jesus left this place and with his disciples went to Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he questioned his disciples.
Who do men say that I am?
Some say thou art John the Baptist.
Some say thou art Elias.
Some say Jeremiah.
But who do you say that I am?
They stopped. They looked into each other's eyes, and they hesitated. And for a moment, none dared answer. It was not that they did not believe. It was rather that which had been in their thoughts all the months was to be voiced aloud.
O God of Israel, because for thy sake I have borne reproach, shame hath covered my face. I have become a stranger to my brethren, and an alien to the sons of my mother. For the zeal of thy house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me.